We welcome all of you to our new episode, The Happy Moments, Pal Pal Ki Khushiyan. Feels honored to have with us Divya. Divya comes with such a warmth, positivity, simplicity, and dedication. Divya, welcome to the Happy Moments.
Thank you, Sanjay ji. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Divya, very kind of you. Divya, how come you are so polite, so humble, and so simple?
I think from childhood, I'm like this. I'm kind of an introvert in the schooling days. Post that, I started working with multiple organizations, NGOs, NPOs, and been talking to multiple people, and somehow I train myself to be like this, I guess, and it's very hard for me to be harsh.
Okay. So Divya, as you say that you are right from your childhood, you are cut out to be like this.
Yes.
So is it your in genes or family culture?
No, nothing like that. Family and all, they are very, I mean, they change according to the situations and all. If they have to be harsh, they will be. But with me, I don't know why, but I just feel comfortable being like this than being very harsh.
Okay.
Unless and until situation demands.
So Divya, first of all, you were diagnosed with diabetes when you were very young.
Yes.
So I'm not sure that you remember those diagnosis days, but when you were a bit grown up, how was your response? What were the questions came to your mind? And from where did you get support? And from where did you not get support?
Okay, so I was diagnosed when I was 7 years old. That was in 2002.
Okay.
So at that age, I am not mature or conscious enough to understand what exactly is diabetes. It took a while for me to pronounce that word as well. So everyone came up with different diets. Every doctor we go to came up with a chart saying you have to eat this, eat that. And I wasn't that great in following all those in the initial days. That monkey mind in me would never want to listen to all those.
Gee.
So first 7 years, 7 to 8 years, I'm kind of a bad example with maintaining diabetes.
Okay.
Was that, when I saw my mom struggling a lot with making me control my sugar levels, making me be more disciplined and all. So when I saw her crying a lot and all, that's when I felt like, okay, I should do something about this. I should train myself to be more disciplined and all. That's when I started getting more awareness from various other sources as well, and I felt like I should earn trust of the family too, that I can manage well. So I think when it all happened when I was 14 or 15 years old, from then on I started off taking more care and checking more, and that journey is continuing now as well.
Okay, as you mentioned that you were diagnosed when you were 7.
Yes.
First 7-8 years were like roller coaster.
Yes.
And then some kind of inspiration came.
Yes.
And this feeling came that you should be supportive to mother or the family.
Yeah.
And then things changed towards upward.
Yes. Yeah.
And then once, because 14 years is also not, 15 is also teenage.
Yes.
Then your thoughts like a rebellion.
Still then I was rebellious, because still then I felt like diabetes is kind of a punishment. So it's like I'm not able to accept the fact that I shouldn't eat a lot of things. I just want to be as free as my friends are, or people around me are. So those kind of thoughts, and whenever someone says that you shouldn't eat this, I would look at them like my enemies. Back then.
Yes.
So it took a lot of time to just understand that diabetes is not someone's fault and how it comes and all. And after, especially my brother has given me a lot of examples, shown me a lot of examples, heroines, big personalities. And that's when I started looking at it differently. So,
And now, Divya, what we see that you not only handle your diabetes, manage, but even you are an inspiration for people with diabetes, and your advice is solicited not only by the type 1 diabetics, but by their families, parents, near and dear ones. So how come this empowerment thing?
When I was diagnosed, I had no one around me, no groups. It was all lone journey. So there was a lot of emotional stress, financial stress back then. And as I grew, then that's when, I think when I was 14 or 15, that's when I got to know a lot of people to organizations like CVIC. So I used to get medication from CVIC back then. Post that, I felt like there's a need of group actually, where each one supports each other, especially in the initial days of diagnosis. It's very, very important.
Yes.
Right? I've seen my mom struggling as well. I've seen myself struggling as well for a while. So I felt like there should be definitely groups. And by the Sweet Souls group was already there. It was started in 2014. So Ramesh uncle and Nalini auntie started the group, her daughter Deshna, and she is very empowering back then. That's where we all started. And then I met Lakshmi in 2018. So Lakshmi and I felt like we should do something actively, and that's when we started off organizing a lot of events, like runs. We started off with small runs, walks, small meetups. And it's been almost 5 to 6 years since we started working in Speechless. I mean, organizing or volunteering in Speechless. It's growing very great. One main thing is, when you have to empower someone, you should first be aware of a lot of things, and you should learn. You should be in a position to tell someone. And for that, I have to take atmosphere of myself too.
Yes.
So that if, that gives. This organization gives me a responsibility to take care of myself even more.
No doubt, because you are right, Divya, that once you are empowering others,
yes.
So first you are a role model.
Yes.
Somebody may call you Didi,
yeah.
Or Divya ma'am. But yes, if the madam or the trainer or the coach,
yes.
Is himself or herself is not a role model, then why others will follow?
Of course.
Divya, now you are a grown-up girl,
mm-hmm.
living in India, and you, knowledge-wise, skills-wise, confidence, courage is visible in your actions. But Divya, one personal question, if you permit me.
Sure.
Divya, in our country still,
mm-hmm.
a lot of marriages are arranged marriages.
Yes.
And when it comes to people with type 1 diabetes,
mm-hmm.
finding the right partner becomes still a question mark. So how is your experience or thoughts on that?
Definitely. See, if I consider myself as a person without diabetes,
yes.
And if I'm a stranger to the word type 1 diabetes, and if I come across someone who's type 1 diabetes, obviously it's a big shock for me too. Right. When I think through in that perspective, yes, there are multiple challenges which people with type 1 diabetes face, and suddenly coming across a person who take insulin multiple times, injecting multiple times, pricking multiple times,
yes.
Visiting doctors, it's kind of a responsibility, additional responsibility which the partner has to take as well. So, what I feel is there lies a lot of responsibility in a person with type 1 diabetes to be confident about how they manage things. They should be good at managing themselves, more independent and all. That's when it becomes easier for the other person as well.
Right.
So, that thinking through all this, we also started off with the Diabetes Matrimony group in Facebook and WhatsApp as well. So it's not, our idea is not just type 1 should marry, type 1 only. That's not at all our idea. It's just that people whom it's kind of last resort, first thing, and in case if someone feels that people being in a similar boat understands us even more, then for those people as well, that's kind of a platform. So irrespective of whether the partner is type 1 or not, the mutual understanding is all what matters in
between. Absolutely.
Yeah, difficulties will always be there. So how we portray ourselves, how confidently or bravely we take things forward is what matters. And people with type 1 diabetes, a lot of people with type 1 diabetes are getting married. I can see a lot of examples as well to people with diabetes or people without diabetes. So yeah, the common points I see is their confidence.
Absolutely. Adivya, you just mentioned that most common thread is like understanding each other. That makes more difference. But at such a young age, how come this maturity comes in you?
I've seen a lot of examples around as well. It comes with experiences, examples, and awareness. When I started off this group as well, there were many questions, many people criticizing me and all. So I've taken a few interviews as well. From all this, what I understood is it's not that doctor should marry only doctor, engineer should marry only engineer. It's all about the mutual respect and understanding on how they want to take things forward, and also the basic thing, the awareness about the condition.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Divya, because you are very, looks very fit, active, agile, flexible.
Yeah.
So may I know that what is your daily schedule? How do you keep yourself so agile?
Okay, so at least 5 years back, I was actually overweight. Yes. Wasn't that great in maintaining a schedule and all. But since 5 years, I've started off taking more and more care about my schedules and all. So my day starts with a run, at least a 5K run. Post that again, I keep doing a lot of household chores and some hobbies like gardening and all. And my pet is another reason for me to be healthy and fit.
Okay.
So I have to just keep running back of her, taking care of her. And I usually follow a regular diet itself, but in a controlled portions, nutritious diet. Yeah, I'm more of physically active and throughout the day because of the runs or because of the works at house.
Right.
So that way I see.
So is there any difference between the Monday to Friday and Saturday Sunday schedules, or even those weekends remain active running around?
Oh yeah, so weekends are where my schedule is even more packed basically.
Okay.
So that's when we go for long runs or could be traveling around or could be in into events with multiple organizations. Like yesterday itself, I have gone for a cleanup drive. So yeah, weekends are even more packed, I'm more physically active in the weekends.
Yeah. Right. Divya, good to know that secrets of Divya's fitness and happiness. Divya, my now question, I move away from diabetes. In today's world, because of digitalization, technology, social media, our life is becoming more and more, you can say tight. People move less. They are tied up either on different OTT platforms. So what message you have for youth of today?
So I've seen both the sign. It's actually 5 years back, I'm also one among those people, and now moving from that to here, being actively involved in a lot of physical activities, running and all. So I find this side to be very empowering and also very active. I'm active throughout the day now.
Okay.
Right. So when I'm in the other side, it's kind of lazy, always throughout the day. It's kind of a very sleepy day most of the time. So I think whoever is in that phase, probably they have to give a try and see the difference by themselves. And if they want to try, what is my suggestion is to join a group who is actively involved in all this activity. For example, in my case, ECL Runners was a group which helped me to continue my running journey. I was able to complete marathons within a very short time, within 6 months of starting running. So like that, find a group. There are a lot of people around. So it's just that we need to direct ourselves into a right direction and understand and make a plan for ourselves to change our habits.
Gee. Yeah. So Divya, as you mentioned that 5 years ago, it was different Divya.
Yes.
And now we see Divya empowering others, Divya. So Divya, from where did spark came? You are right that many people understand that they need to be more active, they need to be more involved, they need to be more careful, they want to look beautiful. But the spark,
yes,
from where did you get it?
Always wanted to do even before as well, but due to the time constraints or being involved in multiple things, I never kept enough time for all this. For example, 5 years ago, I was studying in a university which demanded a lot of time for various other things. So at every point of time in my life, 5 years back, it was busy schedule and I was exercise was not my priority back then. Okay. But once I started off working and all, I felt like I should change. I was overweight, as I mentioned, and I felt like being more active and all. Changed my thoughts. It's just that I want to do this. And probably my brother as well, he has been influencing me right from childhood. So he's a runner as well. He's into cycling. He keeps exploring a lot of things. So he's kind of a role model for me always. So after I started off with my career, I started planning.
Gee. So you want to say there was no such Eureka movement, but yes, lot of factors were there,
exactly,
which made Divya move from that side to this side.
Yes.
So Divya, one particular question, because our diet patterns also change, especially for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So many options are available.
Yeah.
Not only of food, even for the deliveries.
Yes.
So everything is easily accessible. At just a phone call away, not even phone call, even a message away, you get everything delivered. So especially we commonly hear nowadays PCOD.
Yes.
Very commonly, and frankly, people talk with very normally kind about this.
Yes.
So, but as a fitness trainer, as a lifestyle motivator, whatever name I should give it to you, Divya, what guidance you have from your own experience,
yes,
for the girls specifically?
What I see is PCOD basically occurs in women who are kind of overweight or not into any much of physical activity. So this is a pattern I've been observing so far. But even when I go, when I hear from doctors and all, the first thing they say to the women who have PCOD to start off with some physical activity, like use the weight. And not to take a lot of stress, sleep well, all these things. So this is actually how a person should be, irrespective of man or woman.
Yes, okay, yes.
So I think small changes in lifestyle makes a lot of difference. So currently I spend probably one to 1.5 hour every day on physical activity. And this 1 to 1.5 hour make a huge difference for my whole day. Right, and it doesn't just keep me active throughout the day, but it is also helping me to avoid all these issues like PCOD and any issues that comes out of hormonal changes and sleep again. Should ensure that every person gets enough sleep. Those are the basic things which helps a lot in
yes.
Yeah, being yeah. very, very active.
Okay, so we're saying irrespective of gender.
Yes.
Being physically active, this helps everyone.
Yes.
Absolutely. Divya, this is about physical health. Divya, my another thing I want to know about the mental health. Because again, people have got now so much on their table, and means abundance is there. So Divya, but still our health is coming down. Even young students talk about stress, facing pressure. So Divya, how one can keep, especially the youth, teenagers, mentally healthy?
Stress is something which we keep hearing a lot, especially nowadays, is what I feel. Because at least in our parents' generation and all, I never heard them saying they are stressful, right? At that during that generation. So what I feel is currently this generation is very impatient about things and not putting enough efforts to achieve something. So that, and also there are a lot of options around, right? Not prioritizing what is important for them again is leading to stress. So it's even for a strongest person, there could be some low phases in life. They too may feel stressful at times and emotionally might not be doing good at times. So if we actually have to divide people into multiple categories, so few may be strong for a long time but may have this low days at times. So for them it's like this too shall pass kind of a movement. And there could be some people who might be continuously experiencing this stress and all. For them, they have to consciously put efforts to understand what is leading, what is making them feel more stressful, what is happening in this life, and redesign their own environment, self, and reshape themselves. And first of all, they have to understand that it's almost 90 to 95% is because of their own actions, what is making them feel that stressful.
Right.
If they understand that particular fact, then it's easier to reshape or redesign everything.
Divya, in last message, you have given a very strong redesign, reshape.
Yes.
And most of the things are coming from within. The very powerful mantra you have given, because all good things has to come to end, and our time is running out, but still I have one more question. Divya, many times it comes a message to people via me.
Yeah.
Even you might have got this question too.
Yes.
Divya, how to come out of this?
This question was always there for a while, at least till I was 15 or 16 years old, I lost my father when I was 2 years old, and again diagnosis of diabetes at the age of 7. So I couldn't accept a lot of things for a while until I was 15. For me, what has changed the moment that has changed the way I think is my school has taken me to an orphanage. Okay, that's the first time I have come across many people without parents, and till then I was a kind of a person who was complaining a lot. Over there, when I say it's a lot of people who have to wait for long even to get small things like chocolates or small change. So when I asked some people over there like what I have to get next time, their wishes are very small. They asked me to get one chain or to get some chocolates. That moment, I felt very emotional seeing all those. Then I realized I'm actually lucky to have at least my brother, my mom, and there are a lot of things for me. So that's when I started changing my perspective. I started off studying more. Till then, I used to fail in subjects as well. But at that moment, I realized I have to do something. It's I should be more disciplined or more something I have to do for my society as well. And that's when I started off complaining, and I felt grateful for the things I have. Yeah. So I think why me, coming back to the why me question. So that usually occurs when you focus a lot on what you don't have instead of focusing on what you have, right? So once you focus on what you have, you develop that acceptance, and that's when our attitude towards it keeps changing.
Wow, Divya, at a such a young age, the kind of thoughts you are talking like a guru mom. Divya, I enjoyed every word you spoke, every thought you share, and I am very confident even our audience, you all will enjoy what Divya message this young girl is giving. So Divya, thank you very, very much for coming to the Happy Moments, for being so frank, so forthright, and so pure in your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sanjay.
Thank you very much.